on Witness Radio Broadcast, and we're talking about what time is it. In order to understand what time it is, you have to know the dispensation in which you live, and you have to know who you are. You cannot believe, oh, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. You were a sinner, you got saved by grace, but now you're a brand new creature. Hallelujah. Talking about what time it is, what day we live in, Jesus, it is written in Matthew 26:30, when he left the Passover meal, what we call the Lord's Supper, it says, when they had sung a hymn, they went out. When I was a little girl, I used to wonder what hymn it was. Was it Amazing Grace? Was it Blessed Assurance? But I was a child, and I thought as a child. I did ask God, though, to please show me which song that was. And I found out later which song it exactly is. It's Psalm 118. They sing this the first day of Pesach at the Seder meal. Now, he was at a Seder meal. They sing it on all the rest of the days of Pesach. So during that Passover week, if you argue about which day it was, they're singing it every day. So here's what Jesus sang. And as they went out, they sang the 118th Psalm. And in it is prophetic, and I can just imagine the Lord singing this and knowing that it was speaking of him. Verse 22, the stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. Jehovah's, the name there. This is Jehovah's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad, Hebrew says, in him. It can be translated in it or in him. It should definitely have been translated in him here, and it is in Hebrew translations. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in him. Now, how many times have you sung, this is the day that the Lord hath made? And you're thinking, this day I woke up. This Monday, this Tuesday, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, that's a very limiting thought to what is truly meant here. He didn't mean, and I first heard this preached by Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. I'm probably just as startled as some of you were the first time you heard it. Maybe today is the first time you heard it. But I heard Brother Hagin say, he's not talking about any particular Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. He's talking about a new day. Things are not the same as they were before. Everything is changing, and it's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. A new day is coming, which the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice in it. It is the day, it's going to be the day of the new birth. It's going to be the day of the new creation. It can't come about until he is, as it says here, bound to the corn with cords to the horns of the altar. He had to be bound to the altar. He had to die on the cross. He had to shed his blood. He had to, I believe, go into hell for you and me, put off from himself principalities and powers. He had to be raised from the dead by the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of glory. He had to be raised and seated at the right hand of the Father. He had to offer his precious blood. And then he could shed forth this, Peter said, which you now see and hear, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit came into the Spirit-filled church, and that is the new day. That's what time we live in. It's the time of the ministration of the Spirit. You know, folks, he'd been in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He had been offering a kingdom, an earthly kingdom to the Jews. He told them its rules. He told them how it was, how things happened, the meek shall inherit the earth, thus and so, thus and so. But they rejected it. It is, however, in abeyance. The earthly kingdom will be reestablished to the Jews. Those Jews who are alive and are still remaining Jews. Now, if a Jew is born again, he becomes a new creation. When he accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, Paul did, John did, Mary, all of them did. They became born from above. They became born again. If you are thinking that you have to go back and keep all the Jewish rules and regulations, you should read Galatians. Read Galatians. Just read Galatians. No, Christians, you don't need to keep the Saturday Shabbat. you keep the first day of the week. The Saturday Shabbat belongs to the Jews. The first day of the week, which we call Sunday, belongs to us. I might teach on that later on sometime, but right now I'm talking about the new day, the day that came in when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead and shed forth this, which you now see and hear, the Holy Spirit, this time that is called in 2 Corinthians 3:8, the ministration of the Spirit time. This is the time of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. And Jesus, when the Jews rejected it, then he turned and began to speak of the new day. And he does that here at the end of chapter 13. He said, when he was gone out, he said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. He said, I, a new commandment, verse 34, I give unto you that you love one another as I have loved you. That's our new commandment. Old Testament, they were told to love, but they didn't have that phrase in there, as I have loved you, because they couldn't. We don't have the love of God shed abroad in us by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5, until the death, burial, and resurrection. Now we can love as he loved us. And so then he tells them what it's going to be like under the Holy Ghost dispensation. The new day, chapter 34. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, a place for the Spirit-filled believers, the believers born of the Spirit of God. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Oh, Jesus, where are you going? And Jesus said, many places he said this in verse 12, verse 20, verse 28, he said, I go unto the Father. And he said in verse 6, Jesus saith unto me, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man, woman or child, is going to the presence of the Father before the throne of God except those who go by the way, the truth, and the life, the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to be born from above. You have to be a new creation. Bless the Lord. And so then he tells us all the new creation realities that are going to be happening in the time of the ministration of the Spirit. Verse 16, things are going to be different. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him. He dwells with you, and he shall be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Praise the Lord. Verse 26, the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. In the 14th, 15th, 16th chapter, he tells them, he gives them a look. He can't tell them everything because they're not yet born again. They're sitting there listening. They know that he's going, he tells them he's going to the Father. They're sad. But he says there's going to be a new day. There's going to be a new day. This is the day. This is the day. It's coming. It's coming. It's very near at hand. He says in verse 12 of chapter 16, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. They weren't able to bear everything he could have told them because they're not yet indwelled by the Holy Spirit. In chapter 13, he said, verse 13, excuse me, of chapter 16, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. Hallelujah. It says he will guide you into all truth. I call him my guide inside. Dearest brother and sister, born from above, born again, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a guide inside you. and he guides you in line with what belongs to you in the letters, the epistles. He will guide you into all truth. He will guide you into knowledge that you are seated at the right hand of the Father. He will guide you into the truth of who you are, what you have. Just as Brother Hagin wrote in this book, in him, we're going to send it all out to you free. You also need authority of the believer. By John MacMillan. Brother Hagin said this is the book that inspired him when he wrote The Believer's Authority. And it's going to give you a special insight into the divine purpose of the ages and who we are. We are not mere men. Paul said to the Corinthians, he said, I'm writing to you because you are behaving like mere men, mere unchanged men. We have a lot of behaving like mere unchanged men, because he wrote here in chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Carnal means flesh ruled, unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk, not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it. You're carnal. Whereas there is among you envying, strife, and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as mere as men? The Amplified Bible said, walk as mere unchanged men. Oh, never let it get beyond your knowing that you are changed. You are a new creation. You are to think like the epistles tell you to think like. You should spend, when you're thinking about yourself, oh, of course, I read the whole Bible. I read the prophets of the Old Testament. But I don't try to give them shadowy meanings that they're talking about the church when the top of the chapter it says Judea or it says Israel. Then I can let it be a sign to me that when he brings the Jews back, it's a sign of the times. But if I don't know the difference between the Jews and the church or the Jews and the nations, then I cannot read the times. I cannot read the signs of the times. So you will be greatly helped if you learn to discern the signs of the times, who you are, what you are. Oh, folks, you have a rapture of the church. Read Thessalonians 1, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. Find that out and don't let someone rob it away from you by giving you a scripture out of the Old Testament or even out of Matthew, which has to do with the Jews. Matthew 24, much of that has to do with the tribulation time. Lots of people are so mixed up on Matthew 24. Read it for yourself and know when he's talking about tribulation times, you're not here. When he's talking about enduring to the end to be saved, that's not you. You're born again because of the grace of Jesus Christ. That's the people who are living in the 7 years tribulation time, those that endure to the end. Bless the Lord when they shall see Jesus come. Oh, we don't have any more time. It's going away from us. And now this is Billy Brim saying to you, find a good church. Be in church on Sunday. God is good. Shalom, shalom.